Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have a Thursday night odds boost. Thursday night football. Well, it's Thursday night boost, but also Thursday night football odds boost for all of you today. Trademark that. Thursday night football. Patriots to win and Ramondre Stevenson to score a touchdown. This is boosted to plus 450 at Caesars. Matt, what do you think of this boost?
Yeah, I don't mind this at all. Goes into our best bets we're going to be talking about here in a minute. Ramondre Stevenson, he's kind of the workhorse for the Patriots. I don't know if they want to rely on Jacoby Brissett passing the ball against the Jets pass defense. So I think they're going to look to run the ball quite a lot, chew that clock a bit, keep the game close. I don't mind this one at all. The Patriots winning, obviously, that could be a tall task. I think they can cover, but at the same time, underdogs have been winning at just a remarkable rate recently, and I wouldn't mind this for a sprinkle, maybe like a quarter, half unit or so.
Love that. Get in on this boost, plus 450 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and everything this NFL season from all of us at BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucy Ole Burge. We have our favorite bets for this evening as well. And I'm taking the Patriots to cover. Patriots plus 6.5 against the Jets. They've not been a disaster. The Patriots, their offense has been decent. Both of the Jets' opponents so far have rushed for more than 125 yards and 4.5 yards per rush attempt. Patriots have allowed the third fewest yards per carry, and they have 6 sacks. And as you mentioned, underdogs have been hitting. Underdogs of at least 6 points are 8-0 against the spread this season. The Jets are 1-6 against the spread in their past 7 games as favorites in total. And I think this will be a close game. Will be close enough for the Patriots to cover, if not outright win. The Jets really only beat the Titans because of Will Levis's mistakes. The Patriots should have beaten the Seahawks. So I am taking the Patriots to cover plus 6.5 against the Jets.
Yeah, I'll probably be on the same thing. I'm going to be looking for the betting splits later. Obviously, they're come out from BetMGM to take a look before I actually make my bet here. But I would be shocked if I'm not on the Patriots. The public's still going to love Aaron Rodgers here in this spot in prime time. Probably still not going to have that high of an opinion of New England, although I really like New England. They've played quite well in their first 2 games. They've impressed a lot of people with how they played, taking the Seahawks to overtime and, of course, winning in their first game. Expectations were incredibly low. A lot of people aren't taking this angle with the Jets. They've actually played, this will be their third game in 11 days, and they had to travel to San Francisco, then they had to fly to Tennessee, and now they're flying home on a short week. Lots of travel for the New York Jets here coming into this game. Eventually, I know we've seen all these underdogs covering, we've seen all these underdogs winning outright and stuff. Eventually, it's going to come back the other way, and you're going to see a lot of favorites start covering. The public, you know, once you see some of this money and bets going towards the underdogs at plus money, that's when you know the favorite is definitely going to win, because the sports books ain't going to be paying out plus money wagers when they got over 50% of the money on plus money. Just never going to happen. In this game, though, taking a look at the betting splits later, I am going to be shocked if I'm not betting the New England Patriots. It's at 6.5 at one place, FanDuel right now at minus 115, minus 6 everywhere else. I think I will probably wait not only to see the splits, but to see if I can get a plus 7, because later on, money tends to flow in on the favorite. The public closer to game time is going to start laying the New York Jets, and I will see if I can get a 7 later. If I can't, then I'll probably just take the 6.5 with the Patriots, maybe sprinkle their money line. We'll see. But yeah, Patriots plus 6.5, I'd say it's very likely going to be my bet.
Love that. I did get them 6.5 as of this morning. I saw it at BetMGM. So if that has moved,
it is down to 6.
Okay. Well, got it at 6.5. So that's good. Patriots plus 6.5. So we love that. And the odds boost on the Patriots to win and Ramondre Stevenson to score a touchdown plus 450 at Caesars. Get in on all of this and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.